Well, how you doing? Zach Costin,
TJ Laramie,
Adam Henrique,
Joe Siddle, Megan
Augusta, Tyrone Crawford.
Holy mackinaw, you're listening to Wind City Sports.
What up, everyone, and welcome back to the Wind City Sports Podcast, Windsor's only local sports podcast presented by Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC. Wind City Sports is Windsor's only local sports podcast, breaking down local sports news and bringing you interviews with local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and more. Every Monday, anywhere podcasts are found, including Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and every podcast platform. Be sure to give us a follow, like, subscribe, and review on whatever app you might use, social media you might use, at WinCity_sports. Tell your friends, family, coaches, teammates, training partners about the Wind City Sports Podcast and help spread the stories of some of Windsor's finest. Today is Monday, June 6th, 2022, and it's episode 258 of Wind City Sports. And we're doing something a little different today, something I haven't done in a long time. We're going to have no guests on the Wind City Sports Podcast this week. We're going to bring you down all of the local sports news possible. Of course, we got to talk about the Windsor Spitfires. Game 3 is tonight at the WFCU. Talk about the Windsor Clippers lacrosse team, Windsor TFC, and much more. For the first time in 5 years, no guests on the Wind City Sports Podcast. The last time we did this was around the Memorial Cup in 2017. I did a review about the entire tournament and, of course, the Spitfires winning and whatnot. So this is the first time we're doing that in a long time. I just want to get you caught up with Windsor sports news and maybe something we'll do a little more often and do this 1 week and then a interview the next week. Who knows? But I guess we can kind of address the future of Wind City sports at this point. It's something that will always have a presence and will always be available to the masses. And I'll still continue to run the page, the Wind City Sports Instagram page at the very least, and Twitter and Facebook. But going forward, probably come this season, this hockey season, the podcast is going to kind of wrap up. I'd like to give it a break. Maybe it will come back one day. Maybe we'll have a bigger team or a team, better yet. But just want to try some different stuff. Over 6 years, we just had our six-year anniversary, which I'll also talk about in a little bit, last week. And going forward, I want to transition into some new stuff. This past season, I was part of the Windsor Express broadcast team. I was their color commentator with the Frost father, Aaron Sanders, who I do want to have on the show before it's really wrapped up. And I mean, there's so many people that I haven't had the opportunity to have on the show or would like to have back or whatever the case might be. And it's going to be almost impossible to get them all on the show, but I'll always continue to do stuff in Windsor and media. Wind City Sports will still pop up here and there on YouTube if there is no weekly podcast. And if I ever get the opportunity to interview some of the Windsor's finest, why would I say no? So the podcast might not be a weekly thing come maybe sooner than later. The goal was to get through this year, maybe to the end of September with weekly podcasts. And it is tough. It's tough to do on your own. And I enjoy doing it. I love doing it, but there's a lot more in life and a lot of stuff going on. But that being said, I'll always love Windsor, always love Windsor sports, and I'm going to continue to support and do as much as I possibly can. The podcast, though, it's been going for 6 years. June 6, 2016, we started on CJAM, our first ever episode. I started this whole podcast. I was just such a big professional wrestling fan. And I wanted to do something like a podcast, but I didn't want to just do another wrestling podcast. There were so many at the time, and they were new. Podcasts were new. And I decided we'd step on to CJAM Radio and do a show there, and we can archive our shows and interviews and talk about local sports news, talk to athletes, coaches, whatever it may be. And for a sports show, I got it started with Border City Wrestling, professional wrestling. Bobby Clancy, Irish Bobby Clancy, was the first guy I ever interviewed. The interview dropped on his birthday. And that goes back to June 2nd, 2016. And now just over a little bit, more almost a week after that, 6 years going strong. We did every single week except for here and there, stopping once in a while. And I never did an interview or a podcast during the Christmas or New Year's week. But aside from that, we had a small hiatus last year and decided to come back strong, give it a shot again, weekly podcast interviews, and really amp it up. And life's just been kicking me in the butt, I guess, and I want to try some different stuff. It's been great. It's been good. The Wind City Sports podcast is awesome and created a good following, but there's always more out there. So I'm going to try to transition into some more teams and sports this year, and I'm looking for work. I'm looking to get on with some more local teams and do some commentary, maybe some reporting, whatever it may be. I think I did briefly mention I'm going to be at the Probert Ride this year. We're still going to do events. We're going to be at the Probert Ride. Let's get things started talking about that. I wasted 5 minutes of your time talking about my life. So Probert Ride is coming up in just a few weeks, June 26th. So far, the only people we know for sure will be there are apparently Chris Chelios, they announced earlier. And as you heard on the Wind City Sports podcast a few weeks ago, Darren McCarty will also be there. I'm going to be in town. Well, I live here. I'm going to be at the event to cover the event, do some interviews, take some footage, and drop a YouTube exclusive or something along those lines. And that's something that Wind City Sports will always do. So if you're a rider, if you ride bike, it's free this year to be part of this journey, starting from the Kubota or Shicharo Club and ending up there as well for the party. We do know Darren McCarty should be in there along with Chris Chelios, so if you want to take a ride with them for free, you can sign up. Go to probertride.com right now in conjunction with Hotel Duke Race. You can sign up for free. Go for the ride and then come for the party. There's also going to be a classic car show, and who knows who might pop up there that haven't been announced, and I'm really looking forward to see who might be there. So that's coming up, and in regards to hockey, we got to talk about the Windsor Spitfires, man. I record on Sundays, always record the day before, and I was going to wait for the game to be over, but we're sitting at second intermission right now, and the game just might be over. I mean, you never say never. I'll bounce back here after the game as well, but let's talk about game one, first off. Let's talk about game seven of the Western Conference Finals that took place last Wednesday. So the last time we were on the show here with Windsor Express's Tanner Stuckman, we were leading up to these games, and the Spits actually had game six on Tuesday, and if they won, they came back home. And they did exactly that. They beat the Flint Firebirds in six, brought it home, and completely dominated them, winning 4-0 final. Daniel D'Amico, or D'Amico as they call him, I think it's D'Amico, but or D'Amico, they call him. What a game he had. Two goals to start us off, puts the lead up to two, and he ends up with an empty netter as well to make it a hat trick. Ryan Abraham also scored the third goal of the game, and he's going to be a huge part of this team going forward. This week I was looking down the roster, and of course they have such a stellar team, but a lot of veterans for sure, a lot of overagers, so we will see a lot of these guys not being able to play next year, but Ryan Abraham is going to be a big part of it next year, and I'm really looking forward to that. So that being said, they were off to the finals, man. They won the Wayne Gretzky Trophy in Game 7 at the WFCU Center last Wednesday against the Flint Firebirds, shutting them out the first time they've been shut out in so long. And then they kept it rolling, man. 2 days later, they start off the OHL Championships in Hamilton against the undefeated Bulldogs, sweeping every team they've been through, 12-0 going into the finals. They beat them in overtime. Michael Renwick scored the goal in overtime. And you know what? He was a former Hamilton Bulldog. They only traded him to Windsor because they had a surplus of players and they needed to trade for picks. So Michael Renwick ends up on Windsor and wins game one, upsetting the Hamilton Bulldogs. Their first loss in the playoffs is unbelievable stuff that the Spitfires were able to do. And obviously, as I'm talking, still a chance for them to win game two, but they are down 5-2. They scored first. They struck first in that game, and it looked like, holy crap, this could be something huge. And it's still not over yet. There's still a very good possibility they could win this final. Going into it, I thought they were lucky to win one game, just like I thought when they were in the Memorial Cup in 2017. So never say never, right? They won game one, looks like right now in the second period just finished. It's 5-2, pretty much four unanswered goals from what I was able to see. Actually watched it a bit at the Windsor Express team party, end of the year party, so big shout out to them too. Talk a bit about that in a bit, but the Spitfires, they have a chance to win. So even if they lose game two tonight at the WFCU, Monday, June 6th is game three. and Wednesday as well as game four. So it's going to be very indicating going forward what will happen here. Will Hamilton win it in five? I mean, there's a chance, but it looks like the Spitfires are on fire and they're striking a pose to the Hamilton Bulldogs, who this should have been an easy series for them, but we're not sure just yet. So this Monday, tonight, at the WSU Center, show up starting at 4 o'clock. We got a tailgate out in the parking lot. We're going to bring some cornhole. There should be food provided for hopefully as many as we can. The Spitfire faithful, and we're going to have some fun for this OHL final. The first time since they won the Memorial Cup in 2010 that the Spitfires have gone anywhere, they have gone this far in the playoffs. The last time, so this series, this playoff, Series 1 was the first time they won a playoff series since 2011. So following the years after the Memorial Cup, they still had, Ryan Ellis, Zach Cassian, and a stacked team and some new guys too, right, obviously. And they ended up going to the conference final and losing. But that being said, this team makes it to the conference final and wins and goes to the final further than they've been, again, since they won the Memorial Cup in 2010. So nevertheless, this is going to be a hell of a series. Even if they do lose, next year is going to be a big year for the Spitfires, hoping to see a lot of pieces returning, and of course there are going to be new pieces, so see how they can build this team. They did a stellar job this year. Rumor has it that Mark Savard might be going up to the AHL or NHL next year, but only time will tell. So to recap, Spitz won game one, and game two is going on right now. We'll get you caught up with that later on in the show. Again, as I'm recording on Sunday, it is second intermission right now, and I'll get you caught up with that before it's all over. We're going to get into the Windsor Clippers Junior B lacrosse team in just a moment here, but before I get into that, let me tell you about our official sponsor, Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC. Value your trade, get financing, and service specials all available. Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle has never been this easy. Head over to Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC or AmherstburgGM.com to find out how. They believe in customer satisfaction and try to make it their mission that each and every customer is happy with their service, their vehicles, and more. The credit experts down at Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC can help you provide a niche financing option to suit your needs. To speed things up, just fill out a secure financing application online and get in touch. This will also help you get pre-approved for financing, making it easier than ever for you to shop for your desired Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicle. That's Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC on Sandwich Street South in Amherstburg, serving the entire county of Windsor, Essex. And again, check them out on AmherstburgGM.com. Also the official sponsor of the annual Ed Jovanovski Golf Tournament, which will be returning this July, pretty soon actually, July 12th at Point West in Amherstburg. Also will be covering that, so stay tuned for more. All right, so the Clippers are actually playing right now at Forest Glade Arena. They're playing the Hamilton Bengals. They're actually losing, but we'll get into that as it goes on. I want to get you caught up with the last week or so for the team. Since we last spoke on Monday, they had three games, one actually going on right now, as we'll talk about, but they won their first two. The first was in Wallaceburg on Wednesday, as they defeated the Red Devils 13-5. From there, they went on to Forest Glade Arena on Saturday night. They actually had a doubleheader and a lot more home games coming up, but they took on the Owen Sound North Stars and defeated them 17-5. This currently improves their record to 11-3, actually sitting in the second place spot in the Western Conference, believe it or not, behind the Allura Mohawks, one of the teams they lost to, who are 13-1. Right now, as I speak, they're at Forest Glade Arena taking on the Hamilton Bengals, and later on in the show, I'm going to take a break, and I'll come back, and I'll get you caught up with the Spitfires and the Clippers to have their most accurate scores. But going forward, they have a little bit of a break this week until the weekend, I guess. I mean, junior players. They have a game on the road in Six Nations against the Rebels. It's going to be, I think it's the first time they've played this year, and it's going to be a tough one, of course, against the Six Nations. But following that, they have four home games at home to wrap it up before playoffs, all at Forest Glade Arena. They'll be taking on Welland, Allura, the first place team, Wallaceburg, and Six Nations again. So definitely two really good games to come up here at Forest Glade Arena. They're going to be playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. Obviously, Friday in Six Nations, and then Saturday and Sunday, both 7 p.m. games at Forest Glade Arena. By next Monday, I'll get you caught up with the final two games of the season and results from those. So we're going to get you caught up with that a little bit more later on in the show. The Windsor TFC soccer team, they play in League One, Ontario, a semi-professional league here in Ontario with a lot of teams. They are not doing too good. 1-5 so far this season. They actually lost on Saturday to Sigma FC. 3-2 was the final, a close high-scoring game. And we'll get you caught up with what the next games might be. They play all their games out at Libro Field in Amherstburg. They were set to play the North Mississauga FC yesterday. No updates on that game, but they do have a game again this Wednesday at 8 p.m. at Libro against FC London. From there on Saturday, they'll be on the road, and Sunday again on the road, taking on Alliance United and Simcoe County. If I can find updates on yesterday's game, I will update you on that as well. Sandwich High School secured 14 first-place finishes at OFSA West Regional Track and Field Meet this past week. The meet was up in London on Thursday, and after the Sabres, the Sandwich Sabres, Massey athletes claimed 6 individual titles, with Lesore taking 3 events and single victories going to athletes from Holy Names, Essex, Vista, St. Joe's, Kingsville, Leamington, and Kennedy. So Windsor-Essex was incredibly dominant at that track meet. And a little bit about the Windsor-Essex Ravens, or just the Essex Ravens, I should say. Running back Cole Thompson scored 3 touchdowns as the under-18 team rolled to a 44-7 win over Niagara at Alumni Field on Saturday. The U-16 team beat Niagara 48-0 on the under-14 team, winning 61-7. So obviously the Ravens back to their winning ways. You can stream a lot of their games on YouTube as well, on their YouTube page. I do retweet them, so stay in touch with that. The University of Windsor's Lancers, Thomas DeMarco, sits tied for 5th place overall in the men's division after opening round of play in golf at the Canadian University / College Golf Championships. He's the defending OUA champion, DeMarco. He's from LaSalle, and he shot 2 under par 70 and sits 3 shots off the lead after the first of 4 rounds in Quebec earlier this week. So, obviously, the dog days of summer right now, not a lot of sports to talk about. The Lancers not really going hard with anything except for golf and some of their athletes playing in other championships and tournaments and whatnot. The next Lancer thing we have on the schedule is August 27th, as the football team kicks off their season, and then men's and women's soccer will be starting up early September. And as I mentioned earlier, I just came from the Windsor Express team end of the year meeting, so obviously a big shout out to them. As talked about at the beginning of the show, I've been their color commentator for the season and looking forward to another one, hoping that the season will start up a little bit sooner. We do know we have some returning players in the works, and obviously there'll be some additions, and looking to get some more local recruits as well from our stellar St. Clair men's team and women's team, of course. I know obviously they can't play in the NBL, but just a great program we have here in Windsor, and looking forward to that as well. Going to be a big year coming out of the pandemic. I mean, things really got started at the end of last year, and finally got out of the break this year, and hoping that, you know, next year we'll see, you know, almost too much stuff at once. It's crazy coming out of that pandemic, how we thought, you know, some things will never come back, and now everything's back at once, and it can be a little overwhelming, but it's great to have. I mean, we'll see if the St. Clair Green Giants ever return. As I mentioned, again, it's kind of the dog days of summer, but always something or someone to talk about or talk to, so who knows what the future may hold. Another news, as we've talked about before, Luke Wilson, former NFL player, Super Bowl champion. He's from LaSalle, and he's entered the world of cycling. He's been competing in that, and he's actually going to be on a new television show, a reality show, called Canada's Ultimate Challenge. Of course, this guy is a, you know, multi-sport athlete. He also played junior hockey, a lot of people forget about, but he announced earlier this week that he'll actually be a coach on a new reality competition series called Canada's Ultimate Challenge. It's going to be on CBC starting up soon, and He's going to be hyping up his squad of Canadians as they cross the country to compete in spectacular challenges, kind of like an Amazing Race kind of deal. So I'm interested to see what that will bring to the table and see what we see our local Luke Wilson on television, see what he's doing this summer. And folks, let's bring it back to the beginning of the show. We have a score for our Windsor Spitfires. Game two, after starting things off 1-0, they fell to a 4-1 deficit. Got another one to make it 4-2, but the Hamilton Bulldogs tallied that up with a 5-2 score heading into the third. But the final, 5-4 for the Hamilton Bulldogs. So gutsy comeback for the Spitfires there in the latter half of the game, I guess, or better yet, just in the third. Will be interesting to see what holds tonight. 1-1 going into game three tonight at the WFCU Center. Upsetting the best team and then almost doing it twice in their own barn. Let's see what we can do at the WFCU Center. Game seven was electric, man. It was the most people I've seen there since the Memorial Cup final, for obvious reasons. But let's pack the barn again tonight, man. Let's go. Let's get rowdy and let's give the boys what they need. Obviously, they feed off that energy, and they certainly did on Wednesday. So if we can secure even one win, but better yet, two wins at home here, we have a chance to win this thing, man. Go to the Memorial Cup. Win another OHL championship at the very least. And it would kind of even things out. I mean, the Spitfires have two OHL championships, but three Memorial Cups since they were the host team in 2017. That would even it up and give them a chance to win the Memorial Cup again. The tournament kicks off June 20th, and it's going to be out in St. John, New Brunswick. Don't want to be corrected on that. So hopefully our Spitfires are going to be in there. If not, they still have a good battle to go ahead with the Hamilton Bulldogs. Like I said, I am looking forward to next year and see if they can keep some coaching staff, keep some core, and make a push again for another run here. What a run it's been. What a playoff it's been for them. Man, like no one would have really thought. And I mean, definitely in this whole 2022, this latter half of the season, they ran away with it. And I thought going into it, you know, they definitely have they should be making the conference final. And then by then, you know, it just takes four more games to win and go to the final. I didn't guarantee that they would be here, but here we are. And I'm fired up for tonight. So come on down to the WFCU Center. Lots of tickets still available the last time I checked. So get out there. And again, tailgate starting at 4:00 in the parking lot. And how could I forget, actually, we talked about the Windsor Express end of the year team meeting, party, better yet, I should say. And to the shock of nobody, undefeated in the playoffs. The London Lightning are your NBL of Canada 2022 champions, sweeping the Kitchener-Waterloo Titans in three games, not losing a single game. Sweeping our Windsor Express, of course, if you missed that as well. I mean, game three was a nail-biter, and game three was a nail-biter of the finals as well. The championship going to London with a 97-96 final, 1 point, just like they did against Windsor, 1 point. And needless to say, I mean, that was a stacked team, stellar team, featuring some former Windsor Express and Chris Jones. Questionable if he should have even been in it. But nevertheless, just to get you caught up with, you know, for your Windsor Express fans, I mean, I'm sure you know the NBL of Canada champions this year, the London Lightning. And again, as we talked about earlier in the show with our team party at the end of the year, the team is fired up and ready to strike hard, strike first, no mercy come the 2022/23 season. Not sure exactly when we'll start, but we're hoping before Christmas this year. So NBL of Canada champions 2022 are your London Lightning. And yeah, congratulations to them. But now we're here to wrap up and get you caught up with that Windsor Clippers game. And holy, do I ever have some news for you. So it was 2-1 for the Hamilton Bengals at the first period when I was speaking, and Windsor came back to make it 7-2 going into the second. And you know, I thought this is going to be Windsor's game. Windsor Clippers are a stacked team; they've always been good. And what a crazy turn of events! We have a 15-14 final for the Hamilton Bengals at the Forest Glade Arena. Six goals in the third from the Bengals, and only two from the Clippers. That would have sealed the deal. Cooper Day Allison with the power play game-winning goal for the Bengals. So As we talked about earlier in the show, this Friday they will be in Six Nations taking on the Rebels, and from there they have a stretch of home games. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have three games for the Windsor Clippers. Two will be at home Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. at Forest Glade Arena versus the Welland Generals and the Allura Mohawks. The Sunday game will definitely be one to watch, the top two teams in the Western Conference. But that is all this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. A quick one for you, informational to get you caught up with Windsor sports, their Spitfires, your Clippers, and your Windsor TFC. Dog days of summer. We're all over the Windsor Spitfires right now. We're going to keep this going until their run is done. See you tomorrow at the WFCU Center. My name is Drake DeMore, and I'm here every Monday with a brand new episode of the Wind City Sports Podcast. Anywhere podcasts are found, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and more. Usually featuring interviews with local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and more. We're going to be bringing you some more solo podcasts like this and get you caught up with some stuff, and I will talk to myself about whatever. You can also follow me, Drake DeMore, on Twitter and Instagram, but definitely follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at WinCity_sports. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be. Give us a review on the podcast app, and tell your friends, family, teammates, training partners about the Wind City Sports Podcast, and spread the word of a local sports. Again, my name is Drake DeMore. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Drake DeMore. But until next time, smell you later.